You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I want to talk about NFL free agency. I know what you're thinking. No, I have not run out of Mets content just yet. The reason why I want to talk about NFL free agency is we have seen a ton of movement this week, and I want to talk about whether that has something to do with the quarantines that are leaving teams to do nothing but business through online communication, and maybe something like that could lead to some extra trades and movements during this downtime in the MLB. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the first half, and as it relates to that, later on in the second half, I'm going to evaluate whether the Mets could potentially make a run at trading for Nolan Arenado. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizedOnline.com. So let's get into this NFL talk. I know some of you might not be fans of the NFL, but everyone knows the name Tom Brady, and he was going to be a free agent this year, which always promised to be a crazy offseason. We can see as many as 10 quarterbacks in the NFL who could be starters moving places in this game of quarterback musical chairs. And we've already seen Tom Brady now sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Phillip Rivers go from the Chargers to the Colts, Teddy Bridgewater from the backup of the Saints to the starter in Carolina, which means Cam Newton's going to be on the move. And basically, it has been complete chaos. Outside of just the quarterbacks, we have seen two superstar wide receivers in DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs get traded. And there has been countless other trades and signings, all in the NFL's tampering period of Monday and Tuesday before free agency officially opens up. So this is basically a time where deals can be agreed on and then things become official when free agency opens and the new league year starts. I have been looking at all of this, and as a freelance sports writer, I've appreciated every single bit of it, but I have been watching all of this movement in the NFL and have to think to myself, is this how crazy the offseason would have been, or is there an extra level of movement now that teams aren't able to go through their normal processes when it comes to travel and meeting with players and all that? We've seen these NFL GMs kind of go a little bit fantasy football crazy and make a ton of different moves. And so that leads me to wonder what happens when you have Brody Van Wagenen holed up in his house because of this coronavirus, and he's left to his own devices trying to decide, what can I do to improve the Mets? I'm not talking about this week. I'm not talking about right now as the Mets are trying to work out how to pay some of their workers who aren't going to have jobs at the start of the season at the stadium and things like that. There's more important health things and other issues to be worried about. But if this season gets pushed back to not starting until June, July, you got to think there might be some downtime where general managers and front offices are in conference calls thinking about, well, how can we actually improve our roster? I mean, let's just say Major League Baseball is going to play a shortened season and it might be a half season. When would there be a trade deadline? How does that work? So teams are going to have to evaluate their rosters in a completely different and strange way. And that might lead to some crazy moves or no moves. I don't really know. But when I'm looking at the NFL and I'm seeing teams just make move after move after move after move, I'm left to wonder, is this just, hey, NFL's moving on, business as usual, so this is what would have happened? Or do you have a situation where teams are, I don't know, looking at things differently, making different decisions, they have a lot of extra time on their hands, and maybe they're being a little more creative and making these extra moves that maybe wouldn't have been made otherwise. When it comes to the NFL with the timing of everything, maybe this is all coincidence. And you know what? It probably is. But for Major League Baseball, you could see a team right now sitting back and really thinking about their roster and saying, you know, we could use a superstar third baseman like Nolan Arenado if you're the Mets. Maybe this is a time to get on the phone with the Rockies and work something out. You can also see a time right now where it's a free period and contract extensions could be negotiated. I just saw an article where the Phillies are nearing an extension or talking extension with JT Realmuto to make him a nine-figure catcher, maybe $130 million. Who knows how long of a deal that would be. I think that's not quite finalized or really in the finishing process just yet. But JT Realmuto's agents and the Phillies front office, they got time right now. They're talking. So maybe this is a time where you see potential contract extensions maybe get brought to the surface. Michael Conforto, Brandon Nimmo, Steven Matz, Pete Alonso. I don't know if any of this stuff actually does happen, but you have to wonder with some potential extra time on their hands if there's some other business maneuvering that we might see that we would not have seen otherwise if, of course, the season had gone off as planned and teams were playing games. So that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. And in just a minute, I'm going to talk about Nolan Arenado and whether the Mets can make an all-in push to acquire the superstar third baseman for this season. But first, do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they are still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale of 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step On and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, and even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even knows who is who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off at Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, that's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. During this down period when the Mets aren't playing games, I am telling you, I am open ears for different content ideas. So if any of you have any questions that you want me to answer or potential shows you want me to do, whatever it is, reach out to me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan. You can also call into the voicemail box at 347-395-1647 and I will get to any of this. And I say all of that because this idea of a Nolan Arenado trade came to me on Twitter from Oscar Nieves. He sent me this question. Do you think if we offered Beatty, as in Brett Beatty, Ronnie Mauricio, and Dom Smith for Arenado, it would be enough? Would it be a good trade? I figure it would give Colorado 3 infield pieces for the future and would give us a win-now player. So looking at this deal, let's just get this part out of the way. Nolan Arenado would make the Mets a real contender, a World Series contender. That's a superstar third baseman. I know you can point to the home road splits. Is he going to be as good of a hitter away from Coors Field? Probably not quite. I don't know if he's going to hit 330 when he doesn't have the luxury of that thin Coors Field Rocky Mountain air, but he's still a great player. 7-time Gold Glover, 3-time Platinum Glover, which means that he was the best fielder in the sport, and a 4-time Silver Slugger. So no one is questioning how good this 5-time All-Star is. How about that trade, though? Well, to look at trades, there is a website called baseballtradevalues.com, where they basically look at the field value, look at the salary, come up with a surplus market trade value. This includes team control, availability of the player. Someone like Dominic Smith is readily available, might not have as much trade value. They talk about field value, salary, high-end trade value, and then the low-end trade value. That comes to a median trade value, which is how they analyze these trades. From the deal that Nieves proposed to me here, you had Dominic Smith, whose median trade value is 5.1, Ronnie Mauricio's, who was 35.4 as one of the best shortstop prospects in baseball, and Brett Beatty, whose value was 18. To understand how they get to that median trade value a little bit further, when you look at Beatty, his high-end trade value is 21.6. Because he's a prospect, there's some big variance there. His low-end trade value is 14.4. That's how you get that 18 number. Dominic Smith, because he's more of a known commodity, his low-end trade value is 3.1. High-end is 7.1, and that's how you get to the 5.1 number. Now, if you were to combine those three players, Brett Beatty, Mauricio, and Dominic Smith, this site says they are worth a 58.5 trade value. Nolan Arenado is only worth 28.8. So that's telling you that this might be a little bit of an overpay. If you look at Arenado's high-end trade value of 45.8, you get a little bit closer. So that deal specifically might be a little bit too much. The reason being is that Arenado was signed to an 8-year, $260 million contract. What makes that deal a little bit worse for the Mets is that there's an opt-out after the 2021 season. So if the Mets only get who knows how many games out of Arenado in 2020, you're looking at almost a rental deal. But if the Mets were to negotiate with Arenado, who probably wants out of Colorado after all of the talks of potentially trading him this offseason, he's kind of voiced some displeasure there. If they were to negotiate with Arenado to get that opt-out moved to a couple years later, maybe after the 2022 or the 2023 season, then this is a trade the Mets could start to consider. Here is how a deal like this could actually get done. It would be hard for the Mets, as they're cash-strapped, to pick up $26 million in salary by making this trade to acquire Arenado. But if they say included Jed Lowrie, included Jeurys Familia, and their $22.5 million of combined salary this year and $11 million for Familia next year, maybe this is a deal that can get done. If you go back to that site, Baseball Trade Values, Jeurys Familia has a minus 15.9 trade value. Jed Lowrie, minus 11.1. So that right there takes off some of that surplus difference we saw in this trade. And maybe these two sides can come together. If the Rockies didn't want to take on Jeurys Familia in that extra year, maybe it's Yoenis Cespedes that heads to Colorado and you get Nolan Arenado back. I know some Mets fans think Cespedes is going to have a big year, but that is a big unknown. Nolan Arenado is a known commodity. And if this team were to make that level of a blockbuster trade and you can have an unbelievable defensive third baseman anchoring your defense, being an outstanding middle-of-the-line bat and Nolan Arenado, you push Jeff McNeil into left field where he's going to be better defensively than most of the guys you have. You have Nimmo and Conforto around the outfield. Your defense is better. Your offense is better. And you are a legitimate contender to take on the Atlanta Braves. Is this a deal I actually think is going to come to fruition? Probably not. But you know what? Brody Van Wagenen and his holdup and whatever New York high-rise that he lives in, whatever apartment he's at, and he's sitting there and he's trying to make moves and he's thinking outside of the box. Maybe something like this is just so crazy, it just might work, and it is the type of deal that would really take the Mets over the top. So that is a very interesting trade. Now, before I let you go, With the coronavirus out there, I know a lot of people might be resorting to food delivery. So the Locked On Podcast Network wanted me to let you guys know about this deal they have running on the NBA channel, where Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days to start your free deliveries. Download the app and use the code LOCKEDONNBA. Anyway, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.